Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Feeling extra evil today, yeah, because I'm in charge of the girly quiz. Emma's sunning herself in Spain, so I've been left in charge of the three questions that stand between Dave and winning the week. He has to get all three right. This is where we test Dave on all things girly: hair, makeup, body bits, babies, boobs, and everything in between.
Yeah.
Sometimes with the girly quiz, we get into slightly tentative territory.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we do say, if you have young ears in the car that maybe haven't had the birds and the bees chats, you could hover that hand over the dial. But I will say again, I think today is pretty safe. Dave, you said, I said you have to get all three questions right. You do have two lifelines.
Yes.
So one is simplify, kind of a 50-50 option. And the other is the phone a female. We have Danielle standing by.
Nice one. Thank you, Danielle.
How are we feeling today?
Yeah, I'm, as soon as the girly quiz music started hitting, I get really bit antsy. Mm. I start moving around a little bit and I'm just uncomfortable.
Last week was Emma on her own.
Questions start.
Yeah, exactly. It was that bad already. Last week was Emma on her own. This week it's me on my own. Who is like a slightly more threatening game master?
I would say you are, because I feel like Emma asks questions that I feel like I can say anything and it'll be correct. You know what I mean? She was like, you know, name a couple of things that happens to girls when they're tired. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, they might, you know,
yawn.
Go to bed. They might yawn. You know, they might, you know, read a book.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay. So there's definitely none of that today. Yeah. So let's get ready for question one.
All right.
The girly quiz.
I can't remember a question one when I didn't use my phone of female.
Okay. Dave, question one. Tell me another word for a go-go.
I want to say a bonbon, but I'm pretty sure that's it's not bonbon then. They're the sucky sweets, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Go-go.
Or a good nickname for me.
Bonbon, yeah. A go-go.
A go-go. Have you heard it before?
Yeah, I know what it is. It's, oh my god!
Did you not think
I
of
can't
word?
Think of one! A bobbin!
Final answer?
Final answer, a bobbin.
You're absolutely correct!
Let's go!
Well done! I always run these questions by our Australian boss, Nick, and he was like, I have no idea what question one is. That's too hard. I was like, you're just Australian. You wouldn't have a clue. Go-go is like a very west of Ireland way of saying a bobbin, I think.
Is it, yeah?
Or like, I don't know, it's a bit more country or something.
I don't know. I don't want to say a bobbin, but like, I've heard of go-go's. Is there other words?
Like a hair tie, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
But like, I would have always said bobbin, but then when I went to college in Galway, everyone was like, do you have a go-go? And I was like, oh, what the hell are you saying? Anyway, well done.
I was the same with like soothers. Do you know what I mean? Like, we used to call it soother, but some people would call it like a, do you know, like a baby soother.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd say a dodie.
Yeah, a dodie.
Oh, do you know, yeah.
What I mean? Where I would say a soother, things like that.
Interesting. All right, well done, Dave. One for one. Mm. Question two. What do these three makeup brands have in common?
Oh, damn it.
Cash Beauty, Sculpted by Amy, and Sosu Cosmetics. And I will not accept
they all sell lipstick. Well, my answer was going to be I think they all sell tan. But if it's not that, then...
Well, lipstick is a bit different because
oh, they're all
makeup.
They're all Irish brands. Cash, Kaylee Mua, Sosumi,
mm-hmm.
And Sculpted by Amy, I'm pretty sure, is Irish as well. I'm going to say they're all Irish. And yeah, no, I'm going to say they're all Irish. Is that not the thing you're kind of looking for? That's my final answer, is they're all Irish.
I just want you to keep talking. You're absolutely right!
Yes! Use one lifeline. I love when you're
it's
on the
quiz. It's
going
to be over
quiz.
In about 3 minutes. Oh my god, well done.
This is unreal.
Yeah, I was afraid we were going to get into, because I would also accept they're all cruelty free, because I was afraid you were going to say that and then everyone be like, they actually are all cruelty free. But I was looking for they're all Irish.
That was going to be my second answer, was they're all cruelty free.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Where was it?
Oh yeah, sure. I'm sure they were. Yeah. Wow, okay, so we've Danielle sitting on the phone line.
Yeah, my bad, Danielle,
doing
sorry.
Absolutely nothing for now. But we have one more question standing between you winning the week. Dave, typically, when does a woman start telling friends and family that she's pregnant?
Oh, God. It's typically, when do they start telling?
Yes.
Can you generalise that?
I think you can. I'll accept a range of answers here, but I do think the women of Dublin will agree that there's a general time that people go by.
Okay. I have absolutely no idea.
Have you not?
No. I would maybe say, like, 3 months? I don't know. But, like, maybe a week? It's between that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Callum?
The beauty with this is, now, Dave, you have both lifelines to hand.
Yeah.
So you could use your phone a female, and if they're thinking and a couple
then,
of answers,
and then
you can use the simplify.
Stop helping him.
Boys, stick together.
All right. Let's call in the troops.
All right, Danielle's getting the call.
Morning, Danielle. Sorry to keep you on the phone for so long. How are you?
No problem.
Sorry
I'm
for
fine.
Being
How
so good.
Yeah, sorry. I am just killing it this morning. But Danielle, for now, I got 30 seconds on the clock and I need you to tell me how long until typically a girl says to someone that they're pregnant.
Oh, it's normally 12 weeks or else their first trimester, so that's normally about 3 months as well.
After the
so
first...
So we either answer or right.
First trimester, so is that that's 3 months, 12 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I said, and I honestly, when it I is. Said that, I was like, that's ridiculous. There's no way it's 3 months. Sure, you'd be able to tell. All right, Danielle.
No, you can't tell.
I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to say
no problem.
3 months, final answer.
Still got the 30 seconds left.
I know, I'm like, we've got loads of time here. I'm slightly rage with myself because you've just gone and absolutely smashed it! Well done!
Oh my God! What a great day!
You made that look easy.
I did. Danielle, thank you so much. I wouldn't be able to do it without you.
No problem at all. Delighted you won.
Danielle, do you want to educate Dave on why women wait that long?
Because they're high risk realistically in your first 12 weeks, so anything can kind of happen in them 12 weeks that you can have a miscarriage
of course.
Pregnancy or anything like that.
And so you don't want to tell people in case something happens.
No,
yeah. That's amazing. That's so cool. Okay.
Well done, Danielle.
Thank you so much. We're going to send you a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet for your daughter. I hope she enjoys it.
Are you going to enjoy it? Yeah.
That could have been embarrassing. Thank she hadn't said no.
No, I don't want that.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle.
And well
Thank
done,
you.
Dave.
Good luck.
Holy moly.
See you, Danielle. Bye bye bye. Oh my God. What a great day.
What a thrill. I feel like an idiot.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails, and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.